The Missing Axe, retold by Gareth Davies, illustrated by Victor Sandoval. Genre: folk tales are stories with no known author that have been told by one generation to the next. As you read, think about stories you've heard or read that are like The Missing Axe. Question of the week: how do we demonstrate trustworthiness? Once upon a time, in the south of China, there was a large green forest. People going into the forest had to be very careful. It got very dark in amongst the trees, and there were many stories about people who went into the forest and were never seen or heard of again. One man who never got lost in the forest was the old woodcutter. No one knew the forest as well as the woodcutter. Every morning for 30 years, he got up before the sun rose, had breakfast, and then went into the trees. He felt like he was part of the forest, and the forest was part of him. He could find his way through the trees blindfolded. Some days, the woodcutter chopped down trees so he could sell the wood to villagers who wanted to build or repair their houses. But he did more than just cut down trees. His job was to make sure the forest flourished and grew and remained healthy for future generations. He cut off branches that had been damaged by the storms, planted saplings, and cut back overgrown trees to make them stronger. The woodcutter loved his job, and whether he was vigorously chopping down old trees or carefully tending to overgrown ones, he always fulfilled his task with great pride and great energy. Like all workmen, the woodcutter had many tools: big axes to cut down the biggest trees, smaller axes to cut off branches, middle-sized axes that could do lots of different jobs. His favorite axe was the one with the red handle. That was his sharpest axe, and one that could do anything and everything. He always worked quicker with the red axe, and he thought it brought him luck. He loved all his tools. But when he was using the red axe, he went into the forest with a spring in his step and a whistle on his lips. The woodcutter lived with his wife on the edge of the forest. They didn't have any children, but they lived next door to a lovely couple who had a daughter and a son. The woodcutter and his wife loved the neighbor's children and looked upon them as if they were their own grandchildren. The woodcutter allowed the children to play in his garden, to help with the hens, and to sit in the swing on the porch, but they weren't allowed in the tool room. They never went inside, but they loved looking at the tools through the windows. One day, they asked the woodcutter if they could go inside. The woodcutter knew the children were well behaved and wouldn't touch anything they shouldn't, so he gave them permission to come in and watch him sharpen his axes and fix the handles. The children were so well behaved that the woodcutter soon allowed them to help him with some of the chores he had to do. They held the axe handles while the woodcutter fixed them or helped to tidy the place. One day, the children baked some rice cookies for the woodcutter to say thank you for letting them help him. "Thank you, my friends," said the woodcutter, "but these are too much for me. Come on, help me eat them." They shared the cookies between them, and the three of them smiled. One day, in autumn, the neighbor came to the woodcutter. "What troubles you, my friend?" the woodcutter said, for his neighbor looked distressed. His neighbor nervously played with his sleeve. "The winter is coming, and the rains will start soon. My house has holes in the walls, and I have discovered holes in the roof. If I don't fix it, my family will get ill. I need some wood to do the repairs, but I have no money now to pay you." "My friend, there is no need to worry." The woodcutter took his neighbor to the storeroom. "Here, help yourself. Take as much as you need. Pay me when you can." "Thank you, thank you. I will repay you as soon as I have the money." the neighbor said with tears in his eyes, amazed at his friend's kindness. The woodcutter watched the man collect his wood and take it back to his home. He knew he didn't have to worry. He had known his neighbor for a long time. He knew he was an honest man and knew that he would never cheat him. He'd repay the debt when he could. And sure enough, a few weeks later, the neighbor reappeared at the woodcutter's door. "This is for you," he said, and he handed over a purse of coins. The woodcutter smiled. "Thank you, my friend, but this is too much." He counted out the coins and then gave some back to his neighbor. "Here." Both of them smiled. One day, just before spring, the neighbor's wife appeared at the woodcutter's door. "What troubles you, my friend?" the woodcutter said. For the woman looked distressed. The wife nervously played with her sleeve. "The winter has been hard, and we are running low on food. I don't want my family to starve and get ill. I have no money now to pay you, but could I ask you for some eggs?" "My friend, there is no need to worry." The woodcutter took his neighbor's wife to the henhouse. "Here, help yourself. Take as many as you need. Pay me when you can." "Thank you, thank you. I will repay you as soon as I have some money," the neighbor's wife said with tears in her eyes, amazed at her friend's kindness. The woodcutter watched the woman collect the eggs and take them back to her home. He knew he didn't have to worry. He had known the woman a long time, and he knew she was honest, and knew that his neighbor would be good to her word and repay him when she could. And sure enough, a few weeks later, the neighbor's wife reappeared at the woodcutter's door. "This is for you," she said, and she handed over a purse of coins. The woodcutter smiled. "Thank you, my friend, but this is too much." He counted out the coins and then gave some back to his neighbor's wife. "Here." Both of them smiled. One day, the woodcutter got up and had breakfast and went to his tool room, as normal, but when he got there, he knew something was wrong. There was a gap where his red axe should be. Where was it? He looked here and there, there and here, high and low, low and high. But he couldn't see it anywhere. It had disappeared. Someone must have come into the tool room and taken his favorite axe without his permission. "Wife!" he called out. "Wife!" he repeated. "Have you been in the tool room?" "No," his wife replied. "Why?" "My red axe! It has disappeared!"
"Did you leave it in the forest?"
"Of course I didn't."
"Did you leave it with your shoes?"
"Of course I didn't."
"Did you bring it in the house?"
"Of course I didn't."
"Did you lend it to someone?"
"Of course I didn't. Someone took it without my permission."
Just then, the woodcutter saw his neighbor's son leaving his house and starting his journey to school. The woodcutter had always disliked that boy. As he watched him walk, he turned to his wife and said, "Have you noticed that that boy walks like a thief?"
"No, he doesn't," the wife said.
But it was too late. The woodcutter strode confidently over to the boy.
"Where's my axe?" he said.
I don't know," the neighbor's son stammered.
"Yes, you do. Tell me."
I don't know,"
the neighbor's son said again and ran off to school. The woodcutter stamped his foot, sure that the neighbor's son was the dishonest one. Just then, the woodcutter saw the neighbor's daughter. She too was on her way to school. He'd always disliked that girl. As the woodcutter watched her, he turned to his wife and said,
"Have you noticed that that girl looks like a thief?"
"No, she doesn't," the wife said.
But it was too late. The woodcutter strode confidently over to the girl.
"Where's my axe?" he said.
I don't know, the neighbor's daughter stammered.
Yes, you do. Tell me.
I don't know, the neighbor's daughter said again and ran off to school. The woodcutter stamped his foot. He was now sure that she was the dishonest one. Then the woodcutter saw the neighbor's wife. She was talking and laughing to her friend at the front of the house. He'd always disliked that woman. As he watched her, he turned to his wife and said,
Have you noticed that that woman talks and laughs like a thief?
No, she doesn't, the wife said. But it was too late. The woodcutter strode confidently over to the woman.
Where's my axe? He said.
I don't know, the neighbor's wife replied.
Yes, you do. Tell me.
I don't know, she said again and went back to her conversation. The woodcutter stamped his foot. He was now sure that the neighbor's wife was the dishonest one. But just then, the neighbor himself rode up on a horse. The woodcutter had always disliked that man. As he watched him, he turned to his wife and said,
Have you ever noticed that that man rides just like a thief?
No, he doesn't, the wife said.
And where did he get the money from to buy a horse? Maybe from selling an axe? What's going on? The neighbor said as he dismounted. Where's my axe? The woodcutter said. I don't know, the neighbor replied. Yes, you do. You sold it to buy that horse, didn't you?
No, I didn't, the neighbor said. This is my master's horse, and I'm looking after it while he's away.
The woodcutter stamped his foot.
He was now sure that the neighbor was the dishonest one. But it was getting late, and the woodcutter had to go to work.
I'll deal with you and your dishonest family later, he said and went back into his tool room.
Reluctantly, the woodcutter took his second favorite axe and headed into the forest. But there was no whistle on his lips or spring in his step. He stomped around the forest looking for branches to cut down or a good tree to fell. He was angry and disappointed. He had trusted that family, treated them like his own, and how had they repaid him? With theft and dishonesty, that's how. He found the spot he had been working in the day before, where there was an old tree there that would be perfect material for a villager who wanted to build a new house. He would vigorously chop down the tree and try to get all his anger out by swinging the axe. He took a swing. Thud! The axe hit the tree, but it was not as good as his favorite axe and hardly made a mark on the bark. He was even angrier now. He took another swing. Thud! Again, the blunt blade made very little impression on the wood of the tree. The woodcutter growled like an angry bear. This was going to take all day. He swung again and again. He took 20, 30 swings, and there was hardly a chip off the tree. He knew that with his favorite axe, the tree would have fallen by now. He stopped and wiped his brow and took a drink. He looked around and what was that? There, over by another tree, glistening in the sun. It couldn't be, could it? It was! It was his lovely red axe, exactly where he had left it yesterday. He let out a scream of delight. He scrambled over to it and picked it up, and then with a whistle on his lips and a spring in his step, he took a few swings with his favorite axe, and the tree came tumbling down. That evening, as the woodcutter was walking home, he saw his neighbor's son playing with his friends near the edge of the forest. The woodcutter realized that the boy didn't walk like a thief, but walked just like an innocent young boy. The woodcutter smiled. He'd always liked that boy. Later down the path, he saw his neighbor's daughter walking back from the village with a bag of shopping. the woodcutter realized that she didn't look like a thief, but looked just like a happy young girl. The woodcutter smiled. He'd always liked that girl. The neighbor's wife was sitting outside her house talking to friends. The woodcutter realized that she didn't talk or laugh like a thief, but talked and laughed just like a hard-working woman. The woodcutter smiled. He'd always liked that woman. Then he saw his neighbor riding on the horse. The woodcutter realized that he didn't ride like a thief, but just like a loyal man. The woodcutter smiled. He'd always liked that man.
"Oh, you found it," the woodcutter's wife said when she saw him carrying the red axe. "Who took it?"
The woodcutter's face began to go red.
"Oh, it doesn't matter. What's important is that I have it back," he said.
The woodcutter's wife stared at her husband. His face went redder and redder.
"Okay," he said. "I found it in the woods where I was working yesterday. I must have left it there."
The woodcutter's wife smiled. "I think you owe some people an apology."
"Sorry," he said.
"Not to me," his wife pointed at the neighbor's house. The woodcutter nodded. He took a purse full of coins and knocked on his neighbor's door, looking worried and nervous.
"What troubles you, my friend?" said the neighbor.
"I did you and your family a great disservice. This is for you," he said, and he handed over the purse. "Please accept this gift as an apology." The neighbor smiled. "Thank you, my friend, but this is too much." He counted out the coins and then gave all of them back to his neighbor.
"Here."
Both men smiled. "Thank you," the woodcutter said with tears in his eyes, amazed at his friend's kindness.